This is Earth and Sky. Last summer, we visited the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago, and we got this question.
My name is Ben. I live in West Dundee, Illinois, and my question is, what in helium makes your voice turn high?
Ben, sound gets started when a vibrating source, imagine a guitar string, pushes air particles out of the way. Those air particles bump into neighboring particles. The particles move back and forth as the sound source vibrates. The faster the movement of the air particles, the higher pitch the sound.
Helium gas is lighter than the air around us, so sound waves moving through helium bounce around faster. The sound of your voice comes when slightly pressurized air from your lungs resonates in your vocal tract. If you inhale helium instead of air, the particles bump faster, so your voice has a higher pitch.
Much like the sound of my voice right now.
Okay, we confess, I didn't inhale any helium to create that sound.
Instead, we created the effect in the recording studio, because although inhaling one helium balloon at a party probably won't hurt you, there are risks. In large enough amounts, inhaled helium can force out the oxygen in your lungs and cause suffocation and other damage.
Special thanks today to the Camille and Henry Dreyfus Foundation, a private foundation dedicated to advancing research and education in the chemical sciences. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.